Okay, let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for today, and thank you, Lord, for everything that you do for us. We ask you, Lord, that today, as we are going to your word, that you quicken our minds and enable us to hear with our spiritual ears, Lord, what you want us to know, that we may apply it to our life and experience, Lord, that what you send it for. We thank you and praise you, Lord, for we know, Lord, that in you we are more than conquerors. And today, Lord, I'm going to make a new steps, Lord, in walking with you. In Jesus' name. Amen? Okay. So we've been looking at one aspect that I believe is very important in our relationship with God and the Holy Spirit. And it's that of being able to receive from God things. Because we all have faith to receive. But we also have doubts that hinder us from being effective to receive the things that we need. Because the enemy puts those there, and because of the maybe the negative experiences we have, whatever it is, doesn't matter. The point is that sometimes there is resistance, and the enemy doesn't like us to get blessed, doesn't like God to do any of the work that he wants to do. So he tries to put stuff in our mind, in our heart, so that we find difficult sometimes to appropriate what God wants to do and has done and has provided for us already. You know, everything that God wanted to do for us is done. It's finished and was done 2,000 years ago. So if it's done and it's finished, what's wrong with us for not receiving it? Okay? So we need to understand that our part is the what is missing. It's not God. God has done it. We had to appropriate. You know, I always talk about lambano, which is, you know, to take. Jesus in Matthew 11:12 says, you know, that the kingdom is taken by force. So you see, there is more than just, please, Lord, do this. When instead he has done it already, it's a question of for us to actually take that. We have to understand how to do that. Because it's not the way is generally things are done in the flesh, it's done in our spirit, it's done in our heart. And we have to, there are a number of factors that contribute to that. We have to understand those factors and we have to use them to our advantage. So we saw that, excuse me, you know, that there are things that we can do to release our faith, to activate our faith. And those things have to do with us connecting with God. See, the word is where faith comes from. So when we go to the word, when we meditate on the word, when we study the word, when we speak the word, things happen to us spiritually. And things happen to us physically. But we have to really do that, make decisions, and move with our decisions. See, believing the word is the key. But, you know, there is a component there that you may have not considered that way. You know, unbelief is sin. Because it's a choice, or is, you know, to the degree that is there, hinders us. So we need to fight it. But not just fighting it. There is a part that has to do with changing it. And change the way we think Our attitude is repentance. And we often look at repentance as some, you know, repenting of some of the sins that we have made or some of the things, when instead, he says, you know, all the spiritual things that are contrary to the word of God is something we need to repent about. See, we had to conscious this repentance is not feeling sorry because you got caught. All right? Is realizing that we are in the wrong place. And we need to change the place we are in so that we can be in a protection area. And we can be in a place in which God can bless us. That we can benefit through the things that God has done already for us and wants to do with us. But we otherwise put ourselves in a place that we cannot receive. Anything that separates us from God. If God says, by stripes we were healed, and we don't believe it, that separates us from God. Are you following me? See, anything that we take a position that is contrary to the word becomes a separation from God and us. See, when we read a scripture, we should look at it and say, yes. And start to see how we can put the scripture to work for us. Because that's why it was given to us. And it's not a question of God wanting to give us information that's going to make our life difficult. Is that he wants to give us information so that he can bless us. Amen. Today I put before you life, blessing and curses. Choose life. Choose the blessings. And the only way to do that is to line up ourselves with the word. Okay? So, everything that happens to us has a spiritual component. Okay? There is no neutral. It's either of the world or of the spirit of God. So, we have to always be choosing the right side. To be under his protection. You know, Psalm 91 talks about that, you know, he covers up with his feather. Under his wing we shall find refuge. Okay, so that's the thing that we need to learn to stay there, dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. Okay, then we are in the position we know. And that, you know, says then after, you know, surely he will deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. So, you know, it touches all the areas that can deal with, you know, the negative things that are in the world. Hallelujah. And start there, you see, and start there and realizing the importance that we have to look, not ourselves, not what we think, and not what we say. Because the two things are completely connected. See, the things that we say, before you say something, you have to think it, or at least, you know, while you are thinking it, you're saying it. Okay? And really, to be able to do the things that God wants us to do, you have to change the way you think. And so you have to start working on, you know, start, number one, recognizing the difference between the things that you think and the things that God says. You cannot correct something that you are not aware of. So if there are things in your life that you don't like, that you know that you are not blessed, there are things there that evidently in your thoughts, life, that are not lining up with the word of God. Because otherwise the blessing will naturally come. You see, blessing is not something that, you know, they just come. You don't need to go after blessing because it doesn't work. Blessing comes to you when you are in the right place. Okay, so the importance to realize is that what we say is a reflection of what is in our heart. There are so many scriptures pointing that out. And we have to understand that what we say first, we thought the same thing. And where we think what is going on internally inside us is coming from our heart. Has to do with our heart. So we had to learn to work with our heart, to operate in such a way that our hearts start lining up with the Word of God. Okay? See, Proverbs 18:21 says, you know, that life and death, death and life are in your mouth. Okay? And because of that, you know, and those who love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So you see, there is going to be a result. Okay, you had to be conscious, you had to be focused on that to be able to pick up what is going on. You know, sometimes we try to control our thought, our language, because we know that some things that we say are wrong. The thing is, you see, that the time when really the problem comes up is when our emotions are pushing us around. And we respond to situation, and that's the time when we say the things that are wrong. Because we lose control of our logical thinking. You see, our logic doesn't have power. Our emotions are much more powerful than our logic. And so the moment when something goes wrong, say, oh, I'm so stupid. That's you agree with God. God call you stupid? You see what I mean? I mean, you know, you can, at the moment, that's the last thing you're going to think about to control. Because that's the way you feel. See, that's, at that moment, is the position of your heart. And your heart, it's off. Do you see what I mean? Well, I could give you lots of examples of that. See, this is where, you know, you cannot control it. And we're going to see scripture enforcing what I'm saying. But you cannot control it by your logic. You cannot control it by your decisions even. You see, has to come, you see, the only thing you can do is to realize, wait a minute, I'm off. And so there is something I had to do to change this off position that I have at this particular moment. And what do you do with that? You know, has to change the heart. And you don't do it by logical decision. See, you can impose yourself to say the right thing. And you're going to say the right things when your logic is in control. But that's not most of the time that you have. And that's not what is really reflecting what's going on inside you. Because at the moment you're artificially speaking out of your intellect instead of speaking out of your heart. Okay? So, in Psalm 19, verse 14 says, let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. You see, here it touches really the things that makes a difference. See, the word is just the exterior experience, the external manifestation. But the issue there is the meditation of your heart. is what you think inside at that particular moment, responding to the situation you have been in. You see, that reflects where your heart is. So, you see, when we speak, how do we speak? What we do when we speak? Well, we do lots of things. Sometimes we say the things that we are logically thinking or we agree mentally with it. All right? Doesn't have power, our mental agreement. It's the position of our heart that has power. See, Proverbs chapter 4, 20 to 23 says, keep the word in your heart, in the middle of your heart. So when the word is there, it's operating, but when the other feelings are there, something else is operating. Now, it's one other aspect. The other thing is when, one of the things that our mind does is ask questions. And question can be good question or bad questions. Okay? Good question. Example of a bad question is the temptation that Adam and Eve had in the garden. Did God say? You see, the position there is already questioning the word. That's the wrong question to ask. Because the question opens up doubt and opens up you to sin the way they did. It was the sinning from the beginning and it's going to continue to work because the very moment when you start questioning something because of your flesh, the SARS, you're already off. Are you following me? So the good question maybe in that case is, how can I do that? If the word of God says do certain thing, how can I help in moving in that direction if I don't feel like it? That's the right question, you see, because it opens up you to get closer to God instead of getting away. Okay. So with our words, we actually manifest what is going on inside us. Okay, there is actually, if there is belief or unbelief inside us, because it's one of the two all the time, what we do is we implement or we release that which is in our heart. So if we agree with the word of God or we agree with what the devil says. Are you following what I'm saying? See, this is why it's so important that we learn to look at what we say all the time. See, the idea is that we have to control we know what we want to come out from us. But just controlling it doesn't work. You see, we have to be aware of what's going on because otherwise we cannot change it. And the changing takes place when we operate on our heart and change our heart, which is the only way to do that is by meditation. See, the meditation of our heart, it produces the result in our heart is to stabilize some ideas there and remove some of the others. We accept some truth and we reject some other ideas that we are not truth and that are actually the enemy try to tempt us. It's all about thinking right or thinking wrong, if you want. And so this is why, in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 says, that we should protect our heart with all diligence, or out of it comes the issues of life. Okay. When we read in James chapter 3, it shows something that is important. It's talk about the tongue and the problem that the tongue can produce in us. So we're going to read that at the moment. Verse 2. For we all stumble in many things. Many things that we stumble, there is a reason why. We stumble because we are not stable. We stumble because we are not fixed in the right direction. See, there are hindrances that we are not able to overcome. That's why we stumble. If anyone does not stumble in words, he's a perfect man. I mean, that's the whole story. See, the moment when we are not saying the wrong thing, always, we are perfect. That takes some doing, okay? But we can. And it shows us how, okay? Let me continue. Able to bridle the whole body. You see, the idea is there is a leverage. You see, a bridle is a little lever they put in the mouth of the horses to change the direction. So by a little pull, you just move something big. So that means, you know, when there is that case, there is leverage. See, there is a way of exercising a little effort, producing a big result. What we do not realize is when we say the wrong thing and when our thoughts are in the wrong direction and we speak it out, we are activating this leverage component of our speaking, which actually produces, multiplies the impact of what we were thinking before. Are you following me? So the idea that we think, oh, it's just words, these are just words. They're just not just words. These are things that have a profound impact on our heart. You know, for example, when you raise children, I mean, the child can be misbehaving and you say, oh, you are bad. So what you are doing is putting in him a seed of he being bad or she being bad. And you are putting a curse on them. See, a curse is not, I curse you. A curse is really talking bad about somebody. Are you following me? So what you are doing there is programming them so that in their heart there is going to be this image of themselves as, I am bad. What do you expect them to do after when they think that they are bad? They have to be, you know, we are consistent with what's inside our heart. So they are going to be bad. When instead the only thing was your reaction to the fact that they were doing bad things. Possibly because they were kids, and they didn't know what they were doing. Are you following me?
Yes.
Well, you are not going to amount to anything. Well, you know, I mean, that's cursing the person. Now, when a child is small and sees parents that are grown up and look at them as authority figures, that thing is going to stay. There is no way. So, one has to be careful the way one speaks with them, but it's the same thing with ourselves. I mean, you can curse yourself without even knowing it. That's the problem. You know, we may have learned that from our parents because they didn't know it. And so we need to change the way we think because the way we think is damaging instead of helping us to be the way we want to be. See, that's the difficult part, that we don't even know what we are doing. And we do not realize the impact or the leverage that our words have on our thoughts that are already wrong to start with. So if those thoughts have been, you know, we are in an environment, we are surrounded by demonic forces. Things are getting to us with the wrong ideas, with the wrong thoughts. Just don't need to do anything to be exposed to this stuff. And so it's natural to have ideas that are wrong and not line up with the Word of God and thinking about these things. But unless we actually actively detect and work on these things are going to stay there and are going to affect us, are going to affect our heart, and we can't do anything about it. This is why we have to be very careful what we are exposed to and what we accept. know, John Wesley said something, you know, the things that we, you know, a generation tolerates, the next one will embrace. Look at the world today and you know exactly what's happening. I mean, he said that a long time ago. Okay? Then you wonder why things are the way they are. Oh, we had to be tolerant. I don't see God being tolerant. All right. So, let me continue reading here. Indeed, we put bits in our horse's mouth that they may obey us, and we turn the whole body, their whole body. Look at also a ship, although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by very small rudder whenever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindled. And really the idea is that that's the thing. There is an exponential increase from the things that we think to the things that we say. Okay, let me see. I'm going to skip some verses. Because says, you know, okay, well, it's like a fire, that, you know, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and set the fire on fire the courts of nature, and is set the fire by hell. Okay, now the idea is that was after where I skip over one verse. There says, but no man can tame the tongue. Now, you know, if you say that, you say, well, you know, what can I do? It's done. I can do anything if I cannot tame my tongue. What can I do? And you cannot do something directly toward it. You cannot stop yourself. That's what he's saying. You cannot change what you're saying completely or the right way by simply saying, I'm not going to say that. Okay? The way I showed you before. So how do you do that? We have to change your heart instead of changing your tongue. There has to be, you see, you have to believe what the Word of God said. You have to go to the Word of God, have the Word of God to work in your heart and to change the way you think about stuff so that you can line up yourself in your heart with the Word of God. Then you're going to automatically, your heart, your tongue is going to line up with that. Okay? Otherwise, you know, it says in verse, where is this? Verse 11. Says he had, thus a spring sent forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening. Verse 12. Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives and grape wine bear figs? Thus no spring yield both salt water and fresh. You see, and that's what happens with us. Ought to not to be so. That's what it's saying. The reason why it ought to, it shouldn't be that way because it produces negative results, but we cannot stop it unless we change our heart. And you know, it says, oh, God, change my heart doesn't work because the changing of the heart, you know, God is going to do it only in one way. Through his word. See, that's the way God works. That's the way faith comes, and that's the way heart is changed. Because the word changes the way our heart is settled and positioned it inside ourselves. Okay. So, in Luke chapter 4, Jesus said it very clearly. Verse 35 said, the good man out of the good treasure of his heart bring forth good. And an evil man out of the treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So you see, the idea is that, you know, all the problem is with the heart. Now, you know, you could say that When you change, when your vocabulary is changed, your heart is changed. All right? You see that? So we had to change our vocabulary. But our vocabulary doesn't change it because we want it. All right? It changes because something happened within ourselves. See, this is why, you know, there is a way, you know, an idiom that says, you know, knowing things by heart. You know that, don't you? What does it mean? Exactly. You said it perfectly. You see, you don't think about it, just come out of you because it's inside you, it's in your heart. Does that tell you the story? I mean, that reveals to the secret there. You have to put it inside yourself that you don't even think about it anymore because it comes out of you. So you start by, I mean, just memorizing is the first component. It's the same as memorizing, but it's more than memorizing. It's not, you know, it just come out of you when it needs to come out of you. But, you see, that's why you see that in the Old Testament, the Jews memorized the whole the scriptures. So that there will be inside their heart, and you know, there's the proverb says, you know, Psalm says the same thing. So that you know, I put your word in my heart, so that I may not sin against you. Are you following me? So you see how important it is to memorize scriptures. Actually, if you see the Old Testament, it says that all the time. You know. I command you today in Deuteronomy 6:6, you know, that the word shall be in your heart. So how can somebody command for the word to be in your heart if you cannot do something to put it in your heart? I think, you know, one of the most important things we can do with kids is to get them to memorize the scripture so that they're imprinted in them and doesn't come out after when they grow up because they stay with them. Amen. But even if you didn't get it when you were a child, you probably had to do it when you are grown up. It's not something that is only at the mental level, you see? You got it in your heart. And it's the only thing that's going to come out of you. Hallelujah. See, again, you know, Proverbs 7:1 says, my son, keep my word and treasure my command within you. Keep my command and live. And my law as the apple of your eyes. Bring them, bind them on your finger, write them on the tablet of your heart. So that's, you see, that's what's telling us to do. Learning, memorizing it, being meditating on them. You have to meditate, you have to think about it. Okay? You had to work in it. You had to repeat it. You had to go on through it and so on and so forth. So you see that all these things work inside you to change what you're going to say, to change the way you're going to react. But you see, just memorizing is not enough. You have to start seeing what you say to see the things that need to be changed inside. Hallelujah. See, they show the mouth show what you say from your mouth, show what is in your heart and what other people have in your heart. So you talk to somebody for a few minutes and you see right away where they are spiritually because of the things they say.
Yes, that's right.
Okay? Hallelujah. See, we had to make a decision. You had to make, you know, first of all, we had to focus on what we say. But then we had to make a decision to change what we say because of the things that need to be changed, but not change it because I'm not going to say that. You know, we had to put something else in there, and it's the word of God so that we start thinking that way. You know, Psalm 46, 49, verse 3 says, my mouth shall speak wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. So you see, that's where we meditate, we think, we say, we speak. All those things are all connected together. Praise the Lord. See, we have to realize one thing. We have unlimited faith potential. And if we don't manifest that, there is something we have to change within ourselves. And it's not a question of trying to have faith. It's a question of dealing with the things in our heart that are bound by unbelief, by not agreeing with the Word of God. Unbelieving and not agreeing with the Word of God is the same thing. Unlimited faith. Say, oh, what are you talking about? I'm talking about what Jesus said in Mark 9:23. Says, Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Isn't that unlimited faith? All things. Can you say all things?
All things.
I mean, what does it mean, all things?
Everything.
Everything. All right?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
So we had to see one thing, and we are going to close now. But, you know, don't complain that you don't have faith. Okay? Because it doesn't do anything, and it's actually unbelief. You see, that's a manifestation of really not agreeing with God, because God said, you know, I gave you the measure of faith. And, you know, that measure should be enough for anything. Okay. Well, we are going to expand on that next week. All right? You get anything today?
Yes.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Maybe we should make a confession here. You see, we confess the right thing, at least when we are conscious of it. Amen? All right. Praise you, Lord. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that you gave me a measure of faith.
That means
I have all the faith
that I need.
And I thank you for that. That I can go through the word and receive more faith and correct my unbelief and change my heart. So that my heart lines up with your word and with your heart. In Jesus' name, I thank you, I receive it, and I decide to line up my heart with yours. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.